Harassment, whether sexual or otherwise, would not and cannot be tolerated in the workplace. We take every complaint seriously. And while our own policy has been updated to reflect changes in the law and best practices, it's time to review those practices and policies to deal with this issue within state agencies. Within the second bill of this package, the Joint State Government Commission will study the frequency of harassment and sexual misconduct in the workplace within state government. The JSGC will prepare an analysis of the prevalence and results of harassment and sexual misconduct complaints. What they will report to us will include the number of complaints, any disciplinary actions taken as a result of those complaints, and any complaints that ultimately are referred to law enforcement for further action. Also, we want to know what complaints result in monetary awards or settlements. Also, within the scope of their study, there will be a comparison of human resources practices and policies for harassment and sexual misconduct for each state agency and entity. We hope to have that report back to the General Assembly within 12 months so that we can review their findings and recommendations. I hope that we can get broad support, bipartisan support for this two-bill package, and I am pleased to work on this issue with my colleagues.